Local Heaven radio broadcast, brought to you by the Trident and Fire Church, where we are having services at the downtown YMCA, 2 West Franklin Street, in the city of Richmond, Virginia. And the pastor is yours truly, Elder William D. Holmes. We are a church that believes in the power of the Holy Ghost. The Word of God is preached on the anointing of the power of God, and people are delivered, set free from the bondage of the enemy. Bodies can be healed, miracles can be performed. I'm telling you, with the power of God is having its way at the Trident and Fire Church. Glory to God. The love of God is present. Praise God. Now, those of you that listen to the broadcast, stay tuned for a powerful message here that you too might be partakers of this wonderful power of the Lord through the preaching of the Word of God. And at the close of the broadcast, get ready for the prayer of faith, because today could be your day for a miracle. Call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into this radio station. Let them know the power from heaven radio broadcasts on the air. Now, stay tuned for an exciting message here on the broadcast. The Lord. Amen. I'm telling you, we're going to talk about fighting the good fight of faith. Praise the Lord. And we're going to try to wrap it up some, but we're going to go to Ephesians, the 6th chapter. Praise God. Amen. And go down to verse number, 11. Praise God. Ephesians 6 and 11. Paul was saying some wonderful things here. He said, amen, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Verse number 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Verse 13. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye might be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Verse 14. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Verse 15, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Praise God. Let me start right there. Praise the Lord. Paul was giving some wise counsel to the church at Ephesus, letting them know that in order to be able to fight the fight of faith, they got to be fully dressed, fully equipped, have the necessary means to fight the strategy of the devil. And I want to encourage those of you that are listening to the broadcast, those of you that want to make heaven your home, in order for you to defeat your enemy, which is Satan, you got to be equipped that you'll be able to stand against the temptation of the devil. You'll be able to stand against trials and tests. You'll be able to fight that devil and knock Satan down. Glory to God. Now, we stressed it, how important it is to be saved. When I say saved, I mean delivered from the bondage of sin. Praise God. Because you can't fight that devil when you got sin in you. Amen. When the devil is in your heart, you're going to be a servant of sin. You're going to obey, because the devil is going to make you do wrong. Paul said in the 7th chapter of Romans, when I would do good, evil is present. But in order for you to be successful in fighting the devil, then the sin got to be taken out. Glory to God. That's the reason why I stress it, I preach it, how that Jesus' blood will not only forgive us for our sin, but it will cleanse us, take out the root of sin, take out the Adam nature, and place in you a brand new nature that don't want to sin. Praise the Lord. That is being born again. Amen. That's the new birth. That's being born of the Spirit. Glory to God. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Praise God. To sanctify you holy. Glory to God. Amen. Put glory in your soul. Praise the Lord. And I'm telling you, in order for you to make it to heaven, then you must be washed in their blood and sanctified holy. And the blood of Jesus write your name on heaven's roll. Glory to God. And I'm telling you, when the blood there, the devil is out on the other side. He can't cross that blood. I'm glad I'm under the blood. Praise God. And when I'm under blood, praise the Lord, I can live right because Jesus Christ got me covered. Praise God. And I'm telling you, the devil can't cross it. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. If he can cross that blood, he'll be saved himself. And you know that devil ain't gonna never get saved. So he got to stay on the other side. Hanamahanda, Hinamahaya. Glory to God. And I thank God there's power in the blood of Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Now, when you get washed in that blood, get sanctified holy. Praise God. And you got the new nature in you. The Holy Ghost will come in on a clean life and will seal you up. And you'll be sealed until the day of redemption. And Satan can't break that seal. Glory to God. Amen. And I'm putting on radio to let people know there's power in salvation. Praise the Lord. There's a lot of church people that don't have it. Praise God. Amen. All they got is education. And they talk in knowledge. But they don't have what it takes to go to heaven. They got a form of godliness. Praise the Lord. But I got news to let you know. When Jesus come alive in you, you will gain power to fight the devil. Power that you'll be able to stand for holiness. Stand for the word of God. Because God wants his children to stand and to withstand. Live right every day. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, because he wants 24-hour servants of God, 24-hour Christians, praise the Lord. Not just Sunday morning Christians, not midweek prayer service Christians, but he wants 24-hour Christians. You serve God 24 hours a day. Live right 24 hours a day. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you can't live right 24 hours a day, you need to go back to the altar. Glory to God. And get sanctified. Hanamahanga, Hinamahaya. Glory to God. Because I'm telling you, Jesus wants 24-hour service. Glory to God. Amen. In order for you to fight the devil, in order for you to stand up, glory to God, amen. Praise God. You got to live right. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We live in a day and time where the devil got these false doctrines out here, and people just so educated, so much, amen, and feel like they can sin, do wrong. Amen. I was talking to somebody, and he was telling me that, amen, the Lord can forgive you 490 times. Glory to God. I'm telling you, folks, so pitiful. I'm telling you, they're so pitiful. Glory to God. I'm telling you, glory to God. I'm telling you, there's power. I said power. In the blood of Jesus to deliver you from your sin. Glory to God. I'm telling you. Praise God. And Tom telling me there's a long drawn out process trying to be saved. It don't take no long time to get like I'm preaching. Glory to God. Because Jesus told us to be ready. Glory to God. Because the hour you think not, the Son of Man coming. Praise God. The Lord is waiting on you to surrender. Glory to God. When you surrender, the power of God will set you free. Glory to God. And the blood of Jesus will wash you and clean you up. Praise God. And make you a child of God. The Lord is waiting on the individual to give up the world. glory to God, and give up sin. Praise God. And I'm telling you, the power of God will deliver you and set you free. And he that the Son set free is free indeed. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, the wisdom of the world is foolishness with God. And you got a lot of people that's so full of education, and they ain't nothing but an educated fool on their way to hell, got a zeal of God. But I'm telling you, it takes the simple things. God confound the wise, and he give grace to the humble. I'm telling you, the babes, he revealed his mysteries. And I'm telling you, I'm preaching the word of God because God gave me the key to the mysteries. It's a mystery how that the Lord can go down in there and take sin out of your heart by the root. Take the root of sin out of you. Glory to God. The Adam nature, he'll take it out by the root. It's a mystery. Glory to God. I'm telling you, the power of God will get in your heart and root that sinful nature out of you. Glory to God. And put in you the nature of Christ. You'll be born by the power of God. And that's the new birth. Praise the Lord. Be born by the power of God. The blood of Jesus will write your name on heaven's road. And as the Bible declares in 1 John 3:9, whosoever born of God does not commit sin. For the seed, which is the word of God, remains in him. He cannot sin because he's born of God. Praise God. I told that young man what the 1 John 3:9 said. Glory to God. Amen. He couldn't answer that. But he talking about not like he know. He got knowledge. He got knowledge. Praise God. The Bible says you ever learning and not able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Glory to God. It's time for people to stop, amen, putting up all this knowing like they know. Amen. And then humble yourself so that you can receive the mysteries of God. Praise God. Because Jesus couldn't do nothing with the scribes and the Pharisees. Because they act like they know. And they were blinded. Praise God. Amen. But when you humble yourself, then the Lord can open your eyes where you can see the simple things of God and make heaven your home. Because you can't go to heaven, praise God, living an up and down life. You can't go to heaven sinning, doing wrong. Praise God. Amen. In the 8th chapter of St. John, Jesus told that woman that was caught in adultery. He said to her, "Have any man condemned thee?" She told him, "No man, Lord." Now, if anybody had any right to condemn that woman, Jesus did. But he didn't condemn that woman. He told that woman, "Go ye and sin no more." That's what he told that woman. He didn't tell that woman, "For I forgive you today, and then go down the road, you do it again, come on back, I forgive you another time, because you got 490 times. He didn't say that. Praise God. That's why, people, you need to learn the tricks of the devil, because the devil don't want you to get delivered. He don't want you to get saved. He wants you to stay in bondage. Praise God. But Jesus come to bring you out of sin and deliver you. Jesus told that woman, "Go ye and sin no more." And when the Lord saved you, he deliver you from your sins for you not to do it anymore in this life. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's when you're saved. You don't go back and do that sin again. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I'm putting on radio because the devil is fooling the people into thinking they can sin and do wrong and still be saved. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Praise God. Amen. And these preachers that are preaching them lies, God gonna whip you. Glory to God. Because God is not pleased at preachers that's telling lies. Glory to God. But I'm telling you, Jesus come to save you from your sin and take sin out of you and fix it so you can live right. You can live holy, because only the pure in heart shall see God. St. Matthew 5:8. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Only the pure in heart shall see God. Not the ones that's sinning and repenting. Praise God. When you sinning, you're not pure. Glory to God. Hanamahanda, Hinamahaya. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. But Jesus come to make you pure. When you're pure, you don't sin no more. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. 490 times when the Lord save you, when God sanctify you, fill you with the Holy Ghost, you got a forgiving spirit where you forgive your neighbor, without no limit. You forgive your enemies without no limit. That's for you to do. That's for me to do. Praise God. But when it comes to being saved and living holy, we need to stop our sins and turn from it and serve the Lord in holiness and in righteousness all the days of our life. Because God wants holiness. He don't want this styling offense. He don't want this long, drawn-out process trying to get saved and don't never get it. Glory to God. Just on in the process. That's how the devil do people, so they can miss heaven. Glory to God. Because Jesus coming for a church that is ready. Not one that's getting ready, but one that is ready. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Folks need to go on and get saved and get delivered so they can serve God in holiness and in righteousness all the days of your life. Because in order to go to heaven, you got to be ready. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Let's go to Ephesians, the 6th chapter. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Where Paul was saying, praise God, in the 13th verse, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you might be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Now you heard what that Bible said? God loves for his children to stand. I don't see nowhere where you be tumbling down in sin. Glory to God. God don't get no pleasure out of his children tumbling down in sin. The devil, he loves for people to wallow in the mud. But when Jesus come alive in you, you don't fall down in the mud anymore. But you come out of the mud. You come out of the wilderness. You serve God in holiness. You are able to stand. Serve God every day. Live holy every day. The things you used to do, you don't do no more. Praise God. Because the Lord done save you. Glory to God. Done delivered you. Done set you free. Glory to God. Amen. And he that the Son set free is free indeed. You got a deed to your freedom. Glory to God. That's why I can dance. That's why I can shout. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, praise our God. Amen. When you get the precious gift of the Holy Ghost that fell on the day of Pentecost, it comes on a clean vessel. It don't come in nobody that, amen, got sin in their life. Because the Holy Ghost is not no sinner. Glory to God. People talking about they got the Holy Ghost and can't live right. They ain't doing nothing but telling lies. Hanamahanda, Hinamahaya, Shanda, Hinamasinamataya. Glory to God, man. And then when you speak in tongues, they look at you like, amen, they don't know what you're doing. Glory to God. I'm telling you, amen. Folks, it's so sad. It's so pitiful how they, amen, are. But that's why, folks, you need to, amen, hear the word of God and so that you can be free and be happy. Glory to God. Amen. Because I'm telling you, when the Holy Ghost come in you, he's going to preserve you and keep you and put joy in your soul. Put peace in your mind. Make you happy. Glory to God. And put you on the road to glory. Glory to God. Amen. God wants us to live holy. He wants us to live right. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Verse number 14. Amen. We read that. Praise God. We're going to read. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Having on the breastplate of righteousness. Y'all heard that? When you got your loins girt about with truth and having on the breastplate of righteousness, you don't see nowhere for the flesh. You don't see nowhere for sin. You don't see nowhere for the works of the flesh, because you got truth about your loins. You got the breastplate of righteousness on. In other words, God wants righteousness. He wants holiness. Glory to God. Jesus said in St. Matthew 5:48, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven, which is perfect. That's what he said. Praise God. Amen. And folks want to dispute that verse. Amen. In St. Matthew, amen, 5:48. They want to dispute it because they are not saved. But when you get saved and get delivered and set free, the Lord will make you clean. He'll make you pure. He'll make you perfect. Glory to God. Through the blood And the devil don't want people to be like that. He wants you to stay dirty. Glory to God. Amen. But Jesus come to make you clean. Amen. So you will be ready to go back with Jesus when he come. Because God is not going to change his word. His word going to stay just like it is. In order to make it to heaven, you got to be saved. You got to be delivered. You got to be set free. Praise God. Amen. Pray the Lord will save you and fix so you can live right and do right. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. Verse 15. Having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You're satisfied. Got peace. Verse 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. When you believe this word, you'll be able to fight the devil when he brings negativeness your way. When folks try to say, you can't live free from sin, you rebuke that devil and say, yes, I can. I got victory over the devil. And I got the witness on the inside, which is Jesus Christ. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Verse 17. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord wants us to be fully equipped so you'll be able to stand against the strategy of the devil. Because I'm telling you, there's a lot of false doctrines out here. Because very few people have the Holy Ghost. Amen. People are talking about it. But in order for you to have the Spirit, then you must be clean. You must be pure. You must be washed in the blood. Amen. Sanctified, holy. Glory to God. Amen. Because the Holy Ghost don't dwell in no sinner. Praise God. In nobody that sin. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. So these people that claim they got it, they don't have it. If they sinning, they don't have it. Now, if you living holy and living free from sin, yes, you my brother and you my sister. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Because God's people got victory over sin, got power over the devil. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, God is so good. The Lord is so wonderful. It's good to be saved. It's good to be free. It's good to be happy. It's good to have the joy of the Lord in your soul. Praise God. Able to stand against the wiles of the devil and fight that devil. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I feel good in my soul. Let's get ready for the prayer of faith. Praise God. Because I'm telling you, the Lord is just working in my soul. Just lay your hands on the radio as a point of contact as we pray. Glory to God. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this wonderful message. Fight the good fight of faith. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Though that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord, if you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I live for you. Lord, I want you to blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Lord, I want you to sanctify the people. Glory to God. Lord, put that joy in there. Put that love in there. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I want you to baptize, believe, and fill them. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. Go into the hospitals, into the nursing homes, wherever the sick is. Stretch forth your nail-scarred hand of Calvary. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Glory to God. Lord, take care of the children while they get ready to go back to school on the first day. Glory to God. Amen. Lord, keep them safe from, amen, gang activity. Lord, from drugs, from alcohol. Glory to God. Lord, from, amen, the child pedophile. Cast that devil. devil out that child pedophile. Cast that devil out that child molester. Glory to God, amen. Lord, cast that devil out that homosexual, out that lesbian. In the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God, amen. Lord, glory to God, amen. I want you to, amen, put homes back together again. Put families back together again. Lord, give people jobs with good benefits to work, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Lord, bless the people financial-wise. Glory to God. Let your power fall. Glory to God, amen. Let revival break out among the people. Glory to God. Lord, do these things. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up and say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God, we invite you to attend our powerful services at the Trial in the Fire Church. Oh, yeah. Heaven Center, downtown YMCA, 2 West Franklin Street in the city of Richmond, Virginia. You can call us, area code 804-507-0517, 5 service times. You can, amen. Our normal time of services is every first, third, and fourth Sundays. Glory to God. Amen. You can write us at the Heaven Bound Train Ministries at P.O. Box 38182 in the city of Richmond, Virginia. The zip is 23231. Glory to God. Tune in to our website, www.heavenboundtrain.org. Have yourself a ball. Come tell you, it's a wonderful website full of good information and so and different things to do. Glory to God. Just click on there and enjoy that website. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. It's a pleasure being able to come into your homes. Praise God. Your place of confinement, wherever you might be, to bring to you the Word of God. And I'm telling you, there's power in the name of Jesus. Just give me a call, those of you that want prayer and counseling, and I'll be glad to minister unto you on the phone. I'm telling you, praise our God, because the Lord saved me. Oh, yes, he did. And I'm telling you, put that joy in my soul. Put peace in my mind. And make me happy. Glory to God, I'm telling you. And the power of God is so wonderful. I love the blood of Jesus, because there's power in that blood. Glory to God, I'm telling you, the Lord can wonderful bless your soul. And I'm telling you, coming up, amen, in the next few weeks, we're going to have a brand new theme for our broadcast. Because I'm telling you, glory to God, the Lord is leading me. Amen. Glory to God with our powerful theme. Glory to God. Because there's power in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Just stay tuned for our new theme that's coming to our Power for Heaven radio broadcast. Glory to God. I'm telling you. Glory to God. This is your radio pastor, Elder William D. Holmes. Leaving you my closing thought. That is Jesus. I love that name, Jesus. Don't you love that name? That's a sweet name. Glory to God. If Jesus, oh my Savior. Glory to God. If he come for you today, will you be shouting and speaking in tongues, ready to go? Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. I'm telling you. May God bless you. God bless you. I love you. God bless you. Till next week at the same time for more of the Power from Heaven radio broadcast. God bless you. Ooh, wee. I'm telling you, God is so good. Glory to God.
I caught my dove, my God.
Broadcast production of the Heaven Bound Train Ministries out of Richmond, Virginia.
This train is a holy train. Anywhere you ride, you got to be the same.